Let's unmute the microphone. Well, you guys want some breaking news? Let's start the day off. Start the show off with some breaking news now. Governor Ron DeSantis here in Florida has announced that they are doing a statewide shutdown. He's one of the few states that didn't do it yet, so I guess it's to be expected. Even my county also did a shutdown of essential goods, so I'll have to add that to my list of 30-plus states that are now shut down, and we'll see what's going to happen. I have no idea. I talked about all this stuff yesterday, and it was pretty gnarly. Yesterday's conversation wasn't really a show that I typically like to have. Because I think it was down on rates, it was down on the industry, it was just down in general. And I don't really like to have that kind of show. Unfortunately, today's show is going to be very similar. Again, because if you notice over there, 205,000 confirmed cases here in the United States alone. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about rates. We're going to talk about layoffs. Because a couple of companies have laid off employees. We're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about ELDs because one of those companies was an ELD provider. And what they forecast and what they said was one of the reasons why they decided to lay off 349 employees. Because for anyone that just read the art or just glimpsed at the article and didn't read the whole thing, there are some very telling reasons in there why Keep Trucking decided to fire so many people. And we're going to cover those. And then on the second part of the show, we have Anthony Zotto. He's a vice president. I hope I said his name right. He's a vice president of sales for OTR Capital. He's going to jump in, talk about what it's like in the financial side of things, what he's seeing. Does he believe in a cliff? He's going to talk about all that stuff. But yeah, my name is Steve. If you've never watched this show before, it's called Freight Broker Live. It is the one and only talk show run by an actual freight broker who works in the industry day in and day out. I do have to give a disclaimer, and I'm going to start doing this in the beginning of every show. I am not a soft-spoken person, especially not in these videos. I have opinions. This show is my opinion. You are free to disagree. It's a call-in show. You can call in and argue with me. The only thing I don't want is a bunch of people sending me messages afterwards, unless we're friends, and then you could do that. But I try to just end it with the show because it's a lot to run the website, which if you guys don't know, this is not my website. This is a sound thing that I used to do the thing. This is my website, which is freightbrokerlive.com. I write all the articles, well, the majority of the articles that are on here. That are current. I have videos, except for some reason, my web host is down now, so I couldn't upload the newest, this live video. Anyway, so we got a bunch of information on this site. Check it out. We got bookkeeping. It's simple. I'm going to have top five factoring companies, which is going to be another tab here to try to shed some light on factoring, because now, if you guys don't realize, we're in kind of a dire situation, whether or not people want to agree with it. We're in a kind of a dire situation, and I want to make sure that the stuff that I put out and the content I put out is super helpful, because a lot of people are going to need it going forward. So the very first article I'm going to talk about is Keep Trucking, because it's big news, and this is what I think is my phone's going to keep beeping. Hold on. Oh, boy. All right. So one of the stories that we have, that's a pretty big story. Keep Trucking laid off 349 employees. They sent out a notice to all of their employees. To the 349 they fired. And basically, they gave some very telling reasons why they decided to terminate. I know a lot of people commented, well, I pay them, so I don't know why they're not having or why they're closing and this and that. You have to read the article, because by comments on social media, you could tell who doesn't read articles and who just comments based on the title. And granted, that's cool. I try to keep my titles as informative as I can, but read the articles, because this one was it's very telling in what's going to happen with transportation in the long run. So in a letter, the CEO of Keep Trucking, Keep Trucking, sent a email yesterday to all company employees saying that he was laying off 349 employees, which is 18% of our global team members. The letter goes on to explain the reasoning behind the layoffs. Now, this is important. Our data science team has observed a 10% reduction in vehicle activity in our network over the past 2 weeks, with the hardest hit regions declining more than 20%. If this pandemic spreads across North America, clearly, which it has and is going to continue, they are facing an extended quarantine that will inevitably increase churn, lower rates of new customer acquisition, and cause our total annual recurring revenue to contract. So basically, what they are seeing is that they're screwed. Trucking's not in a good place, guys. I don't want to be negative all the time. John Stater, yeah, I just announced that in the beginning of the show. Thanks for tuning in, bud. But it's crazy. You know, basically, they see from the analytics in their GPS units, in their ELDs, they see that trucks are not moving as much. I mean, think about it. A 20% reduction, and that was basically on the Northeast. FreightWaves put out the original breaking article for this story, and they had gotten another email from the CEO of Keep Trucking, and he said, the size of recent declines say to Keep Trucking's data sciences team has seen a 12% drop in activity over the company's network in the past 2 weeks. New England and the West Coast have been hit by drops with more than 20%. That is a huge deal. No matter which way, no matter how optimistic you want to be about it, if the nation's largest, I think they're the nation's largest ELD system, or maybe one of them, but they deal with the guys that watch my show, the small independent fleets, you know, the smaller trucks, 20 or less fleets that are using the Keep Trucking system. I'm not going to talk about them shuttering One Point Logistics and all that stuff because I don't care. That's not relevant to right now. What's relevant to right now is that they decided to fire or lay off 349 people because they could see that the need for ELDs, or their data analytics team saw the need for an extensive sales force to try to get new people, it's not needed. They're not going to need it. Why? Because we're going to lose capacity. It's what I was talking about yesterday. Everyone sees you guys all watch the press conference for the White House coronavirus task force that I put out yesterday. Everyone saw that bubble. The same thing is happening to freight, except we're already on the top. So you know what's going to happen next? And we're already seeing it. I've been getting messages all day from people who watched my show yesterday, but they watched it overnight or they watched it this morning, and they're sending me message saying, hey, the cliff is here. You know, Washington to Norfolk, Virginia, a reefer load paying $3,500 and 2,980 miles. And maybe that was just a one-off. I didn't look the lane, but I know he sent me a screenshot of it. That's pretty bad. And that's only, I remember when for that same lane, I paid $8,500 for a reefer load going to, it wasn't quite as far. It was going to just outside of DC in Virginia. But it's not, I mean, this is what's going to happen. It's what I said yesterday, and the call-in line is active, guys. If anyone wants to call in, the number is 914-803-4008. Tell me your thoughts about this. Hold on, I got a bunch of pop-ups on my darn computer. But call in, tell me what you're seeing on the road and all that good stuff. But this is what I think is going to happen. Daniel Ferrer on Facebook said, send me a shout out, Elver Galgura. Yeah, I messed that up. Whatever. There's your shout out. So basically, businesses are closing left and right. I yesterday went on the mad hunt and I went to Dick's Sporting Goods and I bought out every single free weight they have. And you know how much weight I have now? It's like not even 200 pounds. So I'm screwed. I'm going to get skinny. But that just shows that a bunch of companies and a bunch of producers are not producing and people aren't buying. I don't even know. It's just frustrating. And as less people buy, guess what that means for trucking? The demand for people to move freight is going to decrease. And I know I had Rightlane yesterday call in, and he said that, you know, I don't know what he was trying to say. He called me after trying to explain it. Didn't make any sense then either. But when the volume decreases and we don't need trucks, guess what happens? Rates go down. Rates are already pretty low. A couple of people were fortunate and they got decent rates as hauling essential goods. But if essentially, the only thing that's going to move are essential goods. And that is not good for transportation. It means that a lot of you small business owners are not in, a lot of you independent contractors and a lot of you small fleet owners are, it's not looking good, man. It's not looking good. I talked to a guy yesterday after my show that said he ships watermelon. He's a broker and that's all he does. And he works directly with a shipper that has a bunch of different farms and the shippers are freaking out. The bunch of the farmers are freaking out. And I said, why are they freaking out? You should be able to move that stuff. It's food. It's essential. And he goes, yeah, but it's watermelon. Nobody's buying it. He had 160 totes sitting on the dock. Nobody's buying it. I talked about yesterday the article where it said that because our border was shut down with Mexico, a lot of the migrant workers weren't able to get here to work because they would come up and work and then go back and then come up and work and go back. And it said that was a big problem. Produce based on what I'm researching, because I'm going to write an article about it, produce is suffering not because there's not people to pick it. Because even when they have people to pick the produce and get it ready for shipping, nobody's ordering it. Because as the produce broker I talked to yesterday, he said, I mean, watermelon's not essential, even though it's food. So it is technically under the essential guidelines. But who's actually going out to buy watermelon? Not a lot of people, because we're stockpiling toilet paper and hand sanitizer. There was another article or another video. It showed that a Hasidic guy from Brooklyn, New York, they had a big truck and they're just hauling out all these N95 masks because he's hoarding them and selling them. I don't know. It doesn't look good. You know who's got a really good article on it? And I don't know if I kept it up or I moved it. So if you guys go to, here, let me put this on the website. So if you go to the DAT website, go to Industry Trends, which is here, go to DAT Treadlines and then do the COVID-19 updates. This gives a pretty interesting look. I actually reached out to my contact at DAT and I will be putting a lot of this on my website later. But this is crazy. This is crazy. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous to see what's going to happen with freight. And when you look at, oh God, I know a lot of people don't even want to talk about it. Hell, I don't want to talk about it. Michael Schultz on Facebook said, we've noticed a big reduction on rates as well in as available loads in the spot market this week in Indiana, Illinois area. That's because every place is closed. You know, there are companies that are protesting and trying to stay open, even though they've been deemed non-essential. It's not looking good. It's not that the industry is scary to me right now. And you guys know, anyone who watches my show on the regular, I'm a pretty optimistic guy, and I get really bad when people have I get really mad when people have a pessimistic view about it when they look bad. my view is optimistic when I say we're in for it. That's an optimistic view. It's like yesterday, if you watch that press conference that I streamed and it never ended, so finally I just ended it after like 2 hours of them talking about the coronavirus updates and all that stuff. They were talking about the curve and how they are predicting that we're going to lose between 100,000 and 250,000 people. And when I say lose, that means that before this is going to die, before this is done, before the coronavirus is done, we're going to lose. People are going to die. Between 100,000 and 250,000 people are going to die because of the coronavirus. And that is if we do everything right. If the social distancing guidelines are in place, everything's done properly, everyone washes their hands, everyone stays the hell away from everybody else. With that said, we'll be lucky if we can get under 250,000 people to not die because of this. Look at these numbers. 205,036 coronavirus cases in the United States. What is that? 4,516. It's so far away, I can't even see it. 4,000, it's sad, man. 4,516 cases. Let me refresh this and see if it updated. It did. 4,526 cases. Every day it's going to keep happening. And more people are going to die. But what concerns me is the freight industry. Because again, I love freight. I love the industry more than most people. Maybe I'm weird. I really, really like the transportation industry. So I'm a little concerned to see what's going to happen to the industry in the long run. But we have a caller. I'm keeping callers to like 5 minutes because I actually have a guest caller today. So I know who this is. That's why I'm saying it. What's up? You're on the air.
You're saying I talk too much.
You
5 minutes,
a lot.
Man. It's like I'm gonna have withdrawal if I only get 5 minutes.
All right. So what's up? What are you seeing today?
What did you think I was saying yesterday?
I don't know. I'm not gonna get into it. What are you seeing today?
I got $1.65 out of Jersey to Ohio. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, it's a short haul.
It's not essential. And it picks up early tomorrow and drops off early on Friday. So, in theory, I'll be able to get something to carry me over the weekend. I mean, certainly, I'm profitable at that with fuel where it's at.
Right. So yeah, because your operational costs are lower than some. You know, and you'll get criticized for taking $1.65 a mile. But like I said, if you can handle, if that covers your basis, then who cares? that's kind of my rationale.
I had to work for that. There was plenty. I mean, here's the thing. Just like all markets, the spread between what the seller wants to sell it for and what the buyer wants to buy it for is huge. Nobody knows what something is supposed to cost.
Right.
So you're getting these big variances in spread. That's in every market. The price system does not work. And we're trying to figure out what things cost.
As an owner operator, what are your plans? What are you planning for?
I'm planning for the worst. I'm planning for the majority, if not all, of carriers to run under operational costs for a substantial amount of time. And, you know, like Warren Buffett says, man, when the tide goes out, you figure out who's been swimming naked. And there's a lot of carriers have been swimming naked. They've been out of business. They just didn't know it yet. Well, this is going to shed a lot of light on that. And look, this is the time. These are the events that make fortunes, that reallocate resources. I mean, yes, it's going to be really, really bad. Whatever happens in the transportation industry, as far as financial impact, is going to happen in every industry. That's what we talked about yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Like, transportation is the one major thing that financial and economist guys look at when they want to see what the direction of the economy is doing. They look at the transports. And they were dropping long before the coronavirus. Transports were in recession, more than 20% drop, long before the coronavirus, like months before. This is not a coronavirus thing. This was inevitable.
Well, this is the coronavirus thing.
Played your cards right.
But yeah.
Well, it accelerated it. It accelerated it. This was coming. So, yeah, but it may very well, you may accelerate us coming out of it too. I mean, if you've been playing your cards right, you've been running a good business and you can survive this, you can come out the other side a lot better than you went into it.
Right.
That's my take on it. That's what I'm hoping to be able to do. I just got to get my wife on board with that program. Honey, are you listening? Are you listening?
Nope, she's probably not. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Drive safe, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That is right, Lane. He's a daily caller, but he's a daily caller. It is. I see some of these comments, and I'm not trying to spread panic. I'm panicking. I'm a freight broker, and I've made plenty of money in the past week. Freight for us is up. You know why? Because my customers are panicking, trying to get shit out. It's not even non-essential goods. They're just like, oh, crap, the country is going to be locked down completely very soon. I got to get all this crap out while I still can before I can't anymore. Timothy Ringer on Facebook said, from what I read, they're saying best case scenario will be this virus won't be gone until July or August. I know that was kind of overlooked when he said that last week or the week before, whenever he said it, I live broadcasted that one too. When he said it was kind of overlooked because they said, oh, he's talking about the after effects. If you look at what it is now, they extended, first they did 15 days and then they extended this for the entire month of April. Schools here in Florida are closed until the middle of May. Hell, even the gyms, they closed the gyms 2 weeks ago and they closed that until May 8th. So there was speculation that this kind of, that this was going to last a long time. But I don't think any single person could envision that this was going to be what it is now. And if any of you guys watched the news yesterday, they had the I forgot what his first name is, Perry. He was a governor of Texas for three terms, also ran for president, senator, all that stuff. But he was talking, and he also has a lot of oil field experience. He's talking about oil. And he's like, listen, everyone's talking about the coronavirus and protecting the industry. What happens when the oil prices keep going down? Because they're going to. Because think about it. Demand is gone. Nobody's out buying gas all the time. So what do? When they have a surplus of goods, they drop the rate to try to sell it. Except no one's going to be buying it except truckers. Because everyone else is under stupid lockdowns. It's crazy because the lower fuel goes and the lower demand goes for trucks. Guess what's going to happen? The rates that are going to be moving shit for are going to be low. Oh, just like Right Lane said, they're going to be low as hell because they have to be, because we're going to have an overabundance of capacity and we will have those carriers that are just like, crap, I have to pay my bills. I can't just sit and say, well, I'm going to bump the dock or do what all these other people say about cheap freight. They're going to have to go out and haul freight that's cheap. Shippers are going to realize, because this is the thing, brokers don't always make rates. I know everyone has a problem with that, and everyone thinks brokers are the evil people in the world. Brokers don't always make rates. My customers are the one who give me the majority of the rates that I get. I do have spot quote customers who don't know that much about freight, but my bigger customers, they all know what they want to spend before they do it. They know they're subscribed to all these forecasting tools and software and all this to figure out what kind of rate they should be paying. So they already know their rates have already dropped and they can't go much lower than they are because it's cheap shit anyway. You know, so I find it pretty concerning. You know, it makes me very nervous what's going to happen to the industry. And when a company like Keep Trucking goes out and, you know, they've raised so much money and they built up this company and they have all the functionality and whatever the hell they do. But for them to say, hey, listen, we see a massive reduction in our trucks, the people that are using our service. We see these trucks are not moving 10% or 20%, depending on where they are. That's a huge, huge deal. That means that there's going to be either an abundance of capacity because there's no freight, which likely in the Northeast and Southern California, where they have the 20% reduction in vehicle volume, that there's going to be the rate. I don't know what rates are looking like out of New England right now, but they're probably not great if we got 20%, you know, less trucks sitting or 20% trucks sitting there waiting and they're not moving or they're just choosing to stay home. It's crazy. It's crazy. We read some of these comments. Jennifer Benham on YouTube said, we are a hot shot out of Buffalo, New York. Look at the boards every day. The loads just aren't there. And if they are there, the rate is not worth starting the truck. Yeah, that's going to happen too. I mean, flatbeds, like I said, according to DAT, flatbeds took a 30% hit or 24% hit on load-to-truck volumes, which is a massive, massive hit when they were already doing bad because they were down last week too. This week, when I checked today, it was a different, I swear it was different than yesterday. But I didn't think it updated. I thought it only updated once a week. But right now, van load-to-trucks are down 20% from what they were last week. That means for every load, you know, that they have, there's truck, you know, if you don't know what load to truck value is, look at it. Look it up. I'm not going to even. It's a ratio of loads posed to truck posts on DAT. So they could basically see that there's not as many loads posted, and yet there are a lot more trucks posted in the area. because people aren't booking in advance. Flatbed load to truck, 34% reduction from last week. Reefer, 36.9%. So that, and if you guys remember when I talked about reefer last week, or if you read my State of Trucking article from last week, you'll realize that there was a huge increase the prior week for reefer. Reefer freight went up, rates went up, everything. Flatbed spot rates are down 1%. Reefer spot rates are up 1%. Van spot rates are still up, but they've hit that cliff, what everyone's calling the cliff. That's what we're in right now because manufacturing is shutting down, you know, and the only thing that's going to be shipping are essential goods, and there's such a backlog of them. You're sitting and waiting to get loaded all the time too. It's pretty gnarly. And fuel is what? $2.58 is the national average right now for diesel. $2.58. It's crazy. It's crazy. If you look here, it talks about, I mean, look at the caption. This is data. This is the nation's load board. They're one of my advertising partners as well. But look, truckload rates rise again, but not a lot. And then their forecast is, but not for much longer. You know, I even thought this was going to last. Rates continued to rise last week for van and reefer due to equipment. Whatever. You read my article, you'll see. I don't even feel like reading today. It's sad. Let me read some of the comments while I wait for Anthony with OTR. Because OTR has a pretty new product, a pretty cool product that's coming out. I can't even talk today. You could tell. I've been writing articles and trying to be all scientific and stuff and do research on produce shipping and just nothing I write about right now is good, except the Girl Scout cookies. You know, I put an article on my website today. I didn't distribute this to social media yet, but the Girl Scout troops of New Mexico have partnered with Love to offer cookies for truckers. So basically you can go onto this website, which is in my article. If you click here, go on the main page, click on this title, and it's got pictures of all the delicious Girl Scout cookies. And then you read the article, and then it has a link where you can go and make a donation. They'll donate cookies to truckers at Love's Truck Stops in New Mexico. Makes me wish I would drive all the way to New Mexico in a truck right now to get some free Girl Scout cookies. Not really, but I like Thin Mints quite a bit. And those coconut ones, whatever they're called. But yeah, it's crazy. Let me read some of these comments, and then I see Anthony's on hold, so I'll play the little OTR commercial and we'll go through it. Lauren Beavis on Facebook said, I'm seeing carrier rates go into North Carolina substantially lower than they've been historically on lanes I ship often. Usually securing capacity has been tough in that destination. I wonder if that area of North Carolina isn't a COVID-19 hotspot, if that's been anything to do with it. I think the entire country right now is a COVID-19 hotspot, and which is one of the bigger issues here. Microlithic said, well, that is certainly one of the companies that have become more profitable during this crisis. Not really, actually, because how would they be? Because a secondary software isn't going to be selling upgrades. They're not going to be selling upgrades if people are panicking about it. So Microlithic, I don't believe that DAT is going to be increasing productivity or increasing profitability during this crisis. If anything, they're doing a job well above and beyond and trying to get it out there. But Laz on Facebook said, very true there, S. I'm guessing me. I don't know. I try to tell carriers all the time, but we do not dictate. Oh, so he's talking about how shippers actually control rates, and a lot of carriers don't know that. But again, you can't fault them for it. Maybe they don't have the experience. All right, so I'll get back to comments in a minute. I'm going to play a commercial, and then I'm going to have Anthony join us. He's a vice president of sales with OTR Capital. We're just going to shoot the shit. Essentially, we're going to talk about rates. We're going to talk about what he's seeing. They have some cool functionality on their side. We'll let him talk about it. But here's a commercial for now. And I don't even know what I just did. This is not the right thing. Whatever. I don't even know where the goat commercial is. That was weird. All right. Let me pick up Anthony. What's up, buddy? Sorry I couldn't play the goat commercial. I'm having technical difficulty.
You're all good. A bit of a depressing show here today.
It's always a depressing show. Well, at least while this stuff is going on. But yeah, on the phone, I have...
You changed the picture. Love it.
I did. Yeah, it's not a serious picture. But yeah, on the phone, I have Anthony Zato. Is that how you say your last name, bud? I've never asked you.
Zato, but close enough.
Zato, Zato, potato, potato. Yeah, see what I did there. All right, well, he is the vice president of sales with OTR Capital. I am a very big fan of OTR because you guys know that from my goat commercial and all that stuff and just talking about them nonstop. I've known Anthony now for a couple of years. He's a good dude, and he's the vice president of sales over in their Denver office. So let's talk freight. Let's talk about what you're seeing now from the financial side with invoices and things like that. And I know you're limited in what you could talk about, but what do you think is going on?
So last week, I mean, we saw the increase. I sent you over the numbers that we saw from last week. But coming into this week, we're seeing either it leveling back out from last week or what everybody's talking about, the cliff falling off. I do believe it is here. I'm one of the believers that the cliff is here. We are one of the companies that are preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best with all of this. But just as almost everybody's been commenting or saying on the show, the rates are just going down.
Yeah.
The capacity is too high, and then the freight's just not there anymore. With what are we at? 31 states now closed?
Yeah. I think, yeah. And I may be missing some. You know, I didn't even feel like updating it. And then I updated my list yesterday and I was at 30. And that only counts as states, but like the state of Texas hasn't shut it all down, but pretty much every single county in Texas is shut down. So there's a lot. And just to answer all the questions in chat right now, I will not be singing the goat commercial. But people are asking me to sing the goat commercial. That's not happening. Not today. But yeah, it's crazy. I had talked to you before this show and I talked about it and I said, you know, I'm quite nervous about what it's going to mean, you know, in terms of freight and in terms of I don't know, dealing with everything right now. It's a little unnerving. So with OTR Capital, what are some of the benefits for carriers that are choosing to use you guys, or for, there's quite a few guys that I've talked to that are entertaining it now to basically make sure that they're, I don't know, protected, I guess the best.
Protected. Yeah. So the biggest thing is we do offer a full non-recourse, and I see Maria, she's another person in the factoring realm here commenting on it, talking about chargebacks. So a big scare that carriers should be looking at right now is some of the invoices that they have factored with their customers. Most of the factoring companies out there require the customers to pay them back within 90 days. If they don't pay within 90 days on day 91, they're going to take the money back from the carrier. So essentially the carrier is going to take a full loss on it and have to file on the bond. A huge thing with us is we do a full non-recourse. So we're going to take the hit if the customer files bankruptcy or does not pay. Obviously, that's not going to include if a carrier has a claim on a load or damages, anything that they cause. We're not going to cover that. But if it's something on the customer side or by all means we mess up in some way, that's going to be covered by us. So essentially, you're going to get your money the next day and not have to worry about it after that.
Gotcha. What about,
and then another big thing that,
go ahead.
I was going to jump into the analytics there. So a big thing right now is rates. I mean, nobody can determine what rates to get right now or how to bid on freight or how to negotiate rates. So if you want to pop open the
open
rate per mile map that we made. So included with all of our factoring, we do have a rate per mile map that's going to show all of our carriers what the rate per mile today is being offered. It's going to be all the data that we pull from the invoices that we're factoring. So it's going to show what rate per mile per state, per equipment type, and you can filter it down to a certain region if you want so that you can do inbound and outbound lanes. just to get you guys as much information in front of you as possible so you guys can negotiate the best rates possible. This is something free that we're doing. Obviously, the more money our carriers make, the more money we make. So we're trying to give our carriers as many tools possible to make them as profitable as possible, especially in times like this.
Right. So I know there's some, you guys are not releasing a whole pile of details, but just so everyone could see, because it's really small on my screen and there's nothing I could do about it, unfortunately. But what they have on their back end of their system, they have basically, you could tell it's far more accurate than the DAT lane averages or anything that I've seen, because it's actual invoices. You're able to tell what actual factored invoices are, and other information based on the locations. That's right. Right, Anthony?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And then it's going to also filter it down by what brokers we're getting all that data from. So you can literally see what each brokerage is offering per state today from invoices that we factored. So this is loads that are actually being ran. So it's a little bit more accurate than what people are seeing on the load boards. This is stuff that's actually completed versus stuff that is just posted to a board. Another feature with it is the fuel side of it. So it's going to do the exact same thing, showing you per state, but this is going to be the fuel prices per fueling station, and it's going to show you exactly what station to go to for the cheapest price per gallon.
Right. Yeah, so it's
essentially
it's
just free
cool
features that we're going to give to everybody to kind of try and help them out as much as possible, especially right now.
Yeah, it's something that I've known about for a little bit, and I'm like, you guys got to put it out there, because in a time now where everyone has to penny pinch and everyone has to worry about how much money they make, and it provides visibility, because like you just said, you can arrange by you. I don't know if you can arrange it by the broker, but you could see which broker is paying the best and which lanes are paying the most, and kind of like DAT's hot map, except it's not, it doesn't say there's a whole pile of loads here. It says, hey, listen, if you get stuck here, this is the average outbound rate for this particular region or zone or state. And it's kind of the, you know, the next thing in transportation.
And if anybody does want to do a demo with me, feel free. All my contact info is going to be on this video at all times, but you can reach out to me directly. 470-900-3317 is my cell phone. And more than happy to walk anybody through a demo on all of this, show them all the cool features that are included with it, and then obviously talk about any of the factoring that you guys would like to hear about and what we do and don't cover in reference to our non-recourse programs.
There you go. Well, Anthony, thanks for calling in, bud.
Yeah, no problem. And just want to do a last minute shout out to the truckers that are still on the road. Not many people are giving them the thanks and praise that they do need. With how scary things are, not many people do want to be working right now or out on the road in the first place. But a huge shout out to all of our drivers out there that are keeping their shelves stocked and making this country still run, even though it's starting to shut down. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the time, Steve.
Hey, no problem, bud. Thanks for calling. I'll call you later.
All right. See ya.
See ya. All right. So that was Anthony with OTR. He is the vice president of sales for their Denver office. He's a really good dude. Like I said, if you guys are looking for a factoring company, that's kind of, I'll say it now, he's off. Just a no bullshit, straight up direct factoring company. They're not going to lie to you. They're not going to fill you with a bunch of pipe dreams. They're not going to make you sign a contract and then have all these hidden terms. They're a very honest factoring company. And if you're looking for a way to, you know, I guess, like I like to say, unchain your cash flow, you guys should reach out to them. They're, I don't know, like I said, I just consider them like friends, you know, the whole company in general, everyone I've ever met that works for them. And I met a bunch of them. They're all awesome people. And I can't get behind them enough. And I really, really wish my goat commercial was working. I don't know why it wasn't. And then the lights are flickering, all this good stuff. At least the power didn't go out. But yeah, so that's the that was a little bit about factoring, and I guess we'll talk about some other news and stuff. And the call in lines are active. If you guys want to call in, 914-803-4008. Some of the other news that we have today and that I wrote about today was a LTL company called Volunteer Express out of Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know if you guys have heard of them. So a week ago, Central Freight Lines, Waco, Texas, LTL carrier, anyone that's been a broker and has dealt with LTL has hauled freight or has used Central to haul LTL freight for them. They're kind of all over the place. I've used them a bunch. Wild Man on YouTube said the woods are fire again. LOL. It got to the power lines. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what you mean. The thing about, I don't know. I'm nervous about trucking, guys. You know, it makes it hard. The more I talk about it, the more I start thinking about it. Because to be honest, I think I kind of shut down a little bit during the day when I'm writing the articles and I'm looking at stuff and I'm listening to the news all morning. I don't really think about it. I see it from a very outside looking in perspective. And then when I start talking about it, it's almost like I get sad, you know, and that's kind of where I feel. That's how I feel right now. If anyone's wondering why I'm like forgetting what I'm talking about, the reason I really care about the industry, and I think we're going to have some very bad things happen to a lot of good companies and a lot of good people in the near future, as bad as that is. But one of the things you can do, and not to take it from that extreme and say, oh, go factor. But that is one thing you could do, is get set up with factoring. So at least some of that, you know, having to wait, because Mike Jamie just posted a comment on Facebook and he said, am I worried, or me as a broker, am I worried about customers going out of business because of the coronavirus and not getting paid? That is one question I meant to ask Anthony. And I forgot. And what the procedures are in place for that. But here's the thing about non-recourse factoring. If the company goes out of business, it's non-recourse, meaning they're not going to try to collect that money from you. And that's a big reason why people should consider, if you're not factoring or you're with a factoring company on a recourse program and you're nearing a buyout, kind of makes sense for you to at least call Anthony, talk to him. His phone number again is, where is it? Right there, 470-900-3317. Or you can email Anthony at otrcapital.com. And that's also in the comments of this video, his email. Just call him. He's a cool ass dude. I swore. Usually saying shit's one thing, but now I just said cool ass dude. Whatever. Said it twice. But he's a good dude. He'll shoot it straight. That's the reason why I really like them. But, you know, that's just one step that you could take. Another step that you could take is file for the SBA loans. Everybody should do that. The disaster loans right now. Everybody should be doing that, because you guys are all going to suffer some, whether you're a freight broker, shipper, carrier, broker, husband, wife, kid, whatever. Everybody in this is going to be affected. You know, is my personal income going to be affected? Probably not, because I don't, you know, I have multiple streams of income. So I'm not just reliant on the freight broker industry. But here's the thing, and this is real talk, I don't move essential freight. I don't have anything that even fits into that that guidance at all. So if all my shippers end up just, you know, being forced to close because this thing happens, or we lose as many people as they're predicting that we're going to lose, it'll hurt that segment of my business. But it's not a segment that I have to, you know, I have other revenue streams. But the guys that are out there being brokers and the guys that are out there being carriers, you guys are all going to suffer, you know, some sort of financial impact by this, if you haven't already, because we already have people. There was a guy on the video yesterday selling his trailer saying he's done. And what I didn't get a chance to ask him if he was done because of this or what's going on. But we have millions. What is it now? 4 million people being laid off. Hector Padilla said, your suggestion for carriers to look at factoring again for the reasons given help. It does. And that's, I mean, that's the thing. It doesn't hurt to find out. If you're in a shitty contract right now with a factoring company, reach out to Anthony. And because he's going to shoot you straight. He's not going to fill you full of false promises. I promise you that. You will not get that dude to lie to close a deal. It doesn't work. That company is very principled in the way they do stuff, and that's why I choose to align myself with them. You know, just reach out to them. You have questions about financing or anything like that. I don't know if they deal with that. They don't, that I believe. But they do invoice factoring. And that's something that... It's something that I think people should all consider at this point, because who knows what the hell is going to happen. A week from now, we could be in a whole different position. A week from now, we could come over the coronavirus hump and we could be, you know, counting all the money we're going to make in the next couple of months. Because here's the thing. Yes, we're going to have a bad time. Freight's going to suck. People are going to lose their jobs and all this stuff. They won't lose their houses, but people are going to be impacted financially by this for a while. For a long time. I mean, I was thinking about that the other day. Think about how much money is being lost every day, everywhere. It's insane. When you think about how a virus, like literally a virus, can essentially shut down the world. It's not just the United States. It's shutting down the world. It's crazy. As Maria said, please read the term and condition, you know, of every factoring company. But yeah, I mean, you just, whoever you choose to go with, I choose OTR Capital as the referring partner for me. And I would do it whether they're a paid advertiser or not. Don't get, you know, I take that back, but you know what I'm saying? They're just a good company. I really like them and they're just honest and, you know, I talk to Anthony entirely too much, you know, they're just good people. And I think that they can help, you know, in some of this time, you know, like there's one driver, I'm not going to say who you are, but you talked to me yesterday and you're moving freight. You've got a bunch of money that's outstanding to you and you don't factor. You could factor those invoices and you would be able to, I don't know how that works actually, but I know you could factor those invoices and potentially have that buyout occur. There's a bunch of different things you could do to basically make sure you're, you know, at least positioned a little bit better. Because here's the thing. If you are forced to take a cheap load or something because you need money and that's the reason why you're doing it, there's nothing to stop that shipper from saying, hey, you got to wait 30 days to get paid. And it's not going to help. If you work with a factory company, yeah, you're giving up a percentage of the load, but it solves some of those cash flow issues right away. So I recommend it. But I don't know. Call in lines active, 914-803-4008. Call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. This could be a quick show because I've seriously lost interest in talking about negative shit. And unfortunately, right now, there's not a lot of positive stuff going on. It's a lot of negative, you know, it's a lot of negative right now. I don't want to talk about, you know, it's going to affect, it doesn't just affect trucking. It affects everything. Hashan Techman said, what does a singing goat have to do with freight? Well, singing goat. If you know how to spell GOAT, it's G-O-A-T, which also stands for greatest of all time. Therefore, OTR is the greatest of all time factoring company. See what I did there? It's a joke. That's why I make the commercial, because it's funny. Anyway, but yeah, let's read through some of these comments that I had. I was just checking to see what other news is out there. There is nothing really good. Nothing. What is good now? That we have a bunch of truckers that are out there hauling freight that are basically proving they're the backbone of the country. And I don't know. It scares me, guys. And I apologize for this this show. I may delete it after. Anthony, we may have to do a video again. Because this, I don't know. I got sad. Microlithic said the reason why DAT is more profitable is because they increased their subscription rates. Yeah, but they lost a lot of people because of that increase, because of the way they did it. So I don't think it's really going to increase them too much. TC Boggs on YouTube said maybe there'll be a new rate of doing business. The hazardous duty risk doesn't matter if fuel bottoms out. No one's willing to give into those hot zones. Here's another thing, too, is I think truckers should have been, anyone who drives a truck commercially and is participating in this recovery effort or relief effort or whatever you want to call it, there should be some sort of hazard pay, in my opinion, for everybody. Landstar, as I just got an email from a Landstar agent, rep, whatever, that said Landstar is paying $50 per load that's booked both to the agent and to the BCO. This is internal Landstar only. It doesn't mean it's going to anyone else. But if a Landstar agent posts a load and gives it to a Landstar truck, they're both getting $50 of not hazard pay, but a bonus or whatever they're calling. But I mean, trucking should have it because, you know, one of the things that I started thinking about right when I started making this video today and after I started reading some of these comments is a question yesterday that someone said, what about all the truckers? What about the drivers that are driving out there? It's you know, there was one article that said, you know, first commercial driver has passed away because of this. And he drove a bus, I think, in Alabama. And they're trying to, and he drove a bus with 14 people in it. So it's same 14 people. So now they're trying to contact all those people. And it's sad because when you think about trucking and you think about the industry and you think about the isolationness of the type of job it is anyway. Yeah. I mean, you spend very little time talking to anybody or associating with anybody. People aren't going to know. You know, if you're sick or anything, it's just scary. It's a sad time. It really is. And it's just sad. It upsets me because no matter, you know, usually I'm pretty good. I'm usually good at trying to figure out a way, you know, here's the thing on a personal level, and I'll most likely be deleting this video after because it sucks. But on a personal level, I'm an EMT. And I'm still licensed. I have my federal certification, plus I'm licensed in 4 states just because I kept my licenses active. There's a great need for EMTs. And normally when there's volunteer things or anything like that, I jump at the chance and I go and do it. I, you know, do my service and all that. I'm not this time. And why? Because I'm scared out of my mind of getting the coronavirus. Not that it's going to do anything to me, but passing it to somebody else, you know, having my kids get sick because they both have asthma. It's a scary time. There's it's a scary time. Wildman said 3M has masks on stock in Amazon, but you got to be a hospital to buy them. I even contacted customer service and told them I'm a trucker classified as essential. Still no go. Can't buy masks. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. And here's the interesting thing too. If you guys watch that press conference I talked about yesterday and I broadcast yesterday, you know, they were talking about masks and should everyone wear masks? Are the CDC going to upgrade their guidance to try to get everyone to wear masks? They can't say if people should or shouldn't wear masks. The masks are going to do little to protect anybody from inhaling anything. They're only going to stop people from, you know, spewing all over the place. But it's crazy. It's crazy. And I don't think that they're going to, that's going to cause mass panic too. If they say, yes, we want everyone, if you go out in public, to wear a mask. Because then everyone's going to be like, we can't get masks, just like Wildman said. You know, if truckers can't even give masks, that's one thing. If any CDC people are watching my podcast, which you're not, why don't you guys set up at truck stops and hand out masks to truck drivers who are literally forced, in order to do their job and to haul the goods and to do all that stuff, they're forced to interact with people. Whether you're 6 foot away or not, they're buying fuel, they're touching stuff, they're doing all that. But we can't get masks. We can't get, you know, hand sanitizer. We can't get some of the basic PPE that would be required not to. It's sad. Maria said, my husband's thinking the same. He's a combat medic. He's a combat medic and is thinking what to do. Yeah, it's It's, I don't know. I mean, there's a need. There's, you know, I got order, well, because I'm on the state reserve thing for EMTs, plus I'm a part of a bunch of different organizations as registered medical. And yeah, a bunch of them have said it. They need people to go up to New York. They need people in Charlotte, North Carolina to staff a hospital. This isn't the thing. They're calling for volunteers that are medically trained to staff hospitals because they don't have enough. It's not like you're just sitting outside doing testing. They are looking for people to staff hospitals because they don't have enough people. There's articles, because I use this software called Feedly. I've mentioned it a million times, but it's pulling in every article with the tag. Actually, it used to pull in every article with the tag coronavirus, but I took it off because there's too many. And it was talking about, you know, first rural hospital has to close, second, third, fourth. Like all these little hospitals that don't have the containment procedures, who don't have the PPE, are having to close. And, you know, there's video of those 500 ambulances getting into New York City. It's crazy. The whole thing is just crazy right now. A wild man said, I'm a company driver, asked my safety guy today to buy them. And he said, I would pay them for them. He said he can't even buy them. The company can't. It's sad. It's sad. Anthony Fowler said, suck it up, soldier. America will recover. Yeah, of course it will. It will. And I'm not a soldier, by the way. But yeah, America will recover. I'm worried about the immediate future. You know, like I had a conversation with someone else yesterday that talked about, oh, this is the economy and everything's going to be hurt. I'm like, I don't give a shit about anything else. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, I only care about trucking. That's it. That's what I care about. I care about trucking. I care about the industry. I want my kids to work in this industry. Granted, I got years and years before they even would think about it. But I want them to work in it. And I'm worried about what it's going to do, you know, and the fact that businesses have to close. It's going to affect a lot of people, you know. Well, it already is. I mean, as of last week, we had 3.3 million or 3.4 million people that filed unemployment in a week. Roman Britschka on Facebook said, from what I've seen, docs don't recommend masks and gloves because people don't know how to properly put them on and take them off without getting yourself contaminated. Very true. There's a method to it. They actually teach you right in the EMT schools and any medical, you know, certification course you do. They teach you all that because you do. You have to take it off in a certain way. Otherwise, you're just cross-contaminating yourself. Wildman said, Illinois is putting out alerts that you get on your phone like an Amber Alert asking for healthcare people to come to Illinois. It's going to happen. We're going to get them. I mean, they just announced today they're looking for 10,000 prior military with medical experience to reenlist temporarily because they just don't have enough. If they're anticipating 200 or, you know, 100 to 200,000 people dying, it's crazy. It is crazy. No matter which way you look at it, this thing is. From a medical standpoint, not talking about trucking right now, from a medical standpoint, this is insane. This is insane. The fact that, you know, and there was rumors going around that FEMA ordered 82 reefer trailers, and then the president yesterday in his conversation confirmed that was true. New York City through FEMA placed an order for 82 refrigerated trailers. For bodies. That's not fake. That's real news. You know, like that, the video that you see online of them doing that in the Queens Hospital, that is real. The whole thing is like overwhelming to me. It's crazy. It's crazy. Hector said, I don't think you should delete the video. Now more than ever, I'm looking for content to stay ahead of the curve and know what's going on in the industry. Yeah, I know. I just get, it's because I'm having a constant debate with my wife of the need to do something. You know what I mean? And so, to be honest, this doesn't have anything with trucking, and you guys could all drop off the show if you want for right now. We'll end Freight Broker Live for a second. Me personally, the most fulfilling job I've ever had in my life was being a firefighter. I didn't make enough money to sustain that job, meaning I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't pay to do it. But doing CPR and helping people and literally seeing people come back to life is the most fulfilling thing I've ever done. And I've longed to have that kind of back. Now there's an urgent need for medical, and I'm forced to kind of decide, okay, do I go and support, or do I make sure my family's protected? Because it's not just about the coronavirus. I'm worried too that governor just shut down the state of Florida. What happens when the rest of these boneheads in Florida, because you all hear how crazy people in Florida are, what happens when all these people start going crazy? We don't know anybody here, you know? So if I was to leave and go to, you know, one of the deployment things that are out there are to staff a federal hospital in, to staff a federal hospital in California. They need volunteers to do it because they just don't have enough people. It's insane. It's insane. So it's something I've thought about, and it's something I'm really torn with myself about. And so I apologize for the show. And Hector, like you said, I won't delete it. It does show that, you know, I'm a person, but I feel bad for Anthony because he came on and I like psyched myself out of the show, which is kind of sad, but it is crazy. So I don't know. I got to talk to my wife because we talked about it yesterday about me going, and she's like, yeah, no, you can't go. Sorry. Nope. But again, there's a need for it. And it's sad. It really is. When you think about it from a medical standpoint and how many people are affected by this, you know, if they forecast to 250,000 people passing away because of this, there's millions that are going to be affected by that. Millions of people are going to be sick and hospitalized because of it. This number, this 200,000 number right now, 205,384, I'll refresh it. It went up again, 207 deaths went up. So just to show you the craziness, let me show you this. 920,000 cases worldwide. We have more than a fifth of the total cases. And it's going to just keep going. It's going to keep going. It's insane. It is really, really insane to me that a virus can have that kind of lasting effect on the United States and on the world for that matter. Because trade, yes. Is trade going to bounce back? Absolutely. Yeah, you know, is trade going to bounce back? Is trucking going to come back with a fury? Absolutely. But I don't necessarily think about long term right now. I think about short term, and I think about how people can protect themselves for what could potentially happen. For example, the industry is going to face some really tough choices. We already are. I mean, restaurants are closing now. The state of Florida is shutting down. And the governor DeSantis said for a long time, he's like, we're not shutting down. We are not shutting down. It's not going to happen. We are not doing it. And then today he's like, yep, we're done. Sorry. Because we have thousands of cases here in the state. It's going to keep spreading because they didn't shut it down. And his reasoning for it was a very good reason. You know why he didn't want to shut it down? Because I think I talked about it yesterday. He didn't want to shut down the entire state when it didn't have the spread through the entire state. You had some counties that only had one person infected. But as everybody else says, that's because no one else is going to the hospital. You can't even go get tested right now. We had drivers yesterday that said that. They can't find tests. Me, if we had to be tested, we could go the next county over. They got drive-through testing right here, you know, but it's, or someone said yesterday, people were paid, or something like that. Hector Padilla, super sticker. I don't know what that means, buddy. I see it's money. Oh, is that that's a super chat thing, dude. I appreciate that. I don't know what it means or how to get it, but appreciate that. Thank you, Hector. Microlithic said the mild symptoms. Yeah. There's people that are just walking around with it. Oh, is that what it was? You paid to keep the video up? I guess I'll keep the video up. But yeah, it's crazy. When you think about it and you think about what you could do. And that's kind of where I am. I can't make lunches and provide them to truckers. I can't do anything else besides what I'm trained at. So I can make the videos, and then I almost feel like I have the responsibility to use my training, what little medical training I have, to go and help people. And the more I talk about it, the more I feel shitty for not doing it, especially when there's a need. And that's on a personal level. So I apologize if this wasn't enough of a freight conversation for you guys. So let's recap what we talked about. So as Anthony said with OTR Capital, the best factoring company in the world, what Anthony said is that he believes, it is his personal belief and mine as well, and several hundred thousand other people, that we are at the top of the freight cliff right now. We're there. And I've literally gotten like 15 screenshots from all over the country, all different people all over the country that are sending me screenshots of DAT loads or emails with brokers saying, hey, your video yesterday was spot on. We are in the middle of a cliff. And that's what's happening, because more and more non-essential businesses are going to close and more people are going to be forced to be laid off. There was a news report on Fox News yesterday about a pizza company here in Florida that was donating pizzas to the hospital, and they were just donating them in bulk, just donating them. And they're even closing. And the guy was on the show on major news yesterday saying, listen, kind of sucks because we're closing, but I have to work to protect my employees, and we can't have them all in a hot kitchen doing stuff if this is going to continue to have the spread it's going to have. But my suggestion to everyone that's on the road is, hold on 1 second. Anthony Fowler on Facebook said, leadership is needed in a time of crisis. The state and federal governments need to establish a 5-week U.S. Army medical training to reduce the stress on the medical field. I know. Yeah, it's going to happen. So, like I said, I worked in that field for a little bit. There was a reason I got out of it. But yeah, it's the medical side and the emergency services and public service in general is rough. Gary Miller said, is that a cough? Yeah, it's a cough. It's a clearing of throat because I screwed up and I don't have my commercial on here to get water breaks. And I don't like drinking water while I'm making the show. But yeah, that it's weird. So here's my suggestion for all you guys. Keep trying to move the freight. Like I said last week, try to just stay close to your house depending on what your availability is and what you can do and what kind of freight is running in your region. Stay close to home. You know, there's so many videos going around where drivers are out on the road for 14 days or so, and then they finally go home, but they don't even go home because they don't want to get their family sick, so they're doing mandatory quarantines. There was videos of doctors that had set up beds and shit in their garages, so they were away from their families. There was one video where a trucker was sleeping in a shed, and he was just happy to be home, but he was sleeping in a shed because he didn't want to get his pregnant wife and kids sick, and not that he had any symptoms, just that he was quarantining. Because that's the same thing. Any medical deployment, I would have to do the same thing. I come back for 14 days and I literally just do a live video for 14 days because I'd be stuck in this damn room for 14 days. It's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. So my recommendation, guys, try to stay close. If you're not set up with factoring, call Anthony. Just talk to him. He'll give you the benefits of why you should do it. And here's the kicker, and this is something that nobody talks about. A lot of people are under the impression that if you sign up for factoring, you're forced to factor all your invoices. That is not true. You could pick and choose which companies to factor. Once you factor a single invoice from that company, until they pay all the invoices, you can't do quick pays with the carrier direct. It all has to go through your factoring company. But, you know, it doesn't make any sense. If you're not factoring right now, you have to, you should go and sign up for it just in case. It doesn't cost you anything. It takes like 2 hours of your day to do the paperwork and all that stuff. And then you have the financial, wherewithal. You know what I mean? OTR is different too. They do 50% fuel advances and all different stuff too. Fuel card, you know, they have a great fuel card where you get a bunch of discounts and all sorts of stuff. But I don't like having my shows be an actual commercial. I try to have them all be, you know, like they are. So I won't get too commercially on it. Raudu, I don't know how you say your name, but I'm not going to even attempt it. You said you're about to do 14 days at your yard. Yeah. But here's a kicker, too. You can't do a quarantine in the place where you're, well, I guess you could, but the whole thing is just, it's crazy. It is It's just crazy. Anthony Fowler said, stay grounded mentally and work to reduce the personal stress and struggles on yourself and family. That's really good advice, to be honest. Hashtag work at reducing stress, drivers. And listen, I'm not trying to say like this is the underworld, because it's not. This is just going to affect a lot of people, and it's going to affect our economy for a very long time. And as more and more people are restricted, and there's more and more of a surplus of oil, the prices are going to go down lower. It's going to drive freight rates down lower. Trucking companies are going to be pulling shit that they don't even want to, because they have to keep maintaining their bills. There's a bunch of different things that are going to happen. Here's an example for my cars. I've got three cars and a motorcycle. I am in the personal financial position that I don't need to postpone my payments. But who the hell is going to know if I am in a month or two? So I did. I postponed all my payments. I'm just going to make interest payments. They have so many different resources up. If you own a house, mortgage companies are doing it as well. If you have trucks, contact your lender and say, listen, I'm still running, but I need something in place that secures, you know, that just takes care of myself while this is going to potentially get even worse. Everybody should be doing that. Everyone that thinks they're going to have a need for finances in an economic downturn, which we're currently in, fill out the look for the article that's on my website with the SBA loans. You could just search SBA with the magnifying glass and you'll find the article. Click the link, apply for the loan. It only takes a few minutes. I don't know anything specific about interest rates or any of that crap. I don't know any of that stuff. They haven't really released it, I don't think. They just said it's all going to be low interest rates. That is not the payroll protection loans that could be forgiven. I don't know anything about those. They're not relevant to me because I don't have any employees anymore. I just have agents. They're not relevant to you unless you have employees. But just do whatever you can to protect yourself from whatever the hell is going to happen in terms of the short term. Long term, just like the guy said before, yeah, we're all going to be fine. In the long term, everyone's going to be able to do a bunch of, you know, everyone's going to make money. Freight rates are going to come up. There's going to be an overabundance of I don't know. It's going to take a long time. But it will turn around. It's got to, right? It will turn around. Robert Torres on YouTube said, is 3% a good rate for factoring? It depends. It all depends on what you need. If you're factoring, if that's a 3% or 3% recourse, then I'd say no, because then you have escrow and reserves and all that crap that you got to build into it. If you say 3% recourse, it all depends on what kind of extra fees. Because I don't remember, if you guys tell OTR that you watch my show or you said, whatever, say Freight Broker Live is the one who sent you to OTR, you'll do fine. They'll give you a bunch of, they'll give you a discount because I have a contractor rate. They give me a discount because they like me. So anyone who signs up gets a discount too, because I like you. All right, guys, I think I'm ending this freaking video. Tomorrow will be more of a structured video where I don't just ramble on for a while. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Oh, wait. Hold on. Where is it? See you later.